Dear stranger.
Dear stranger.
Dear stranger. Hi.
My dear stranger, I am grateful for this opportunity to make a connection with you.
Dear stranger is a letter exchange project that started in 2014 through Oregon Humanities. It invites Oregonians to send letters to one another through the project, anonymously if they want. Each year, there's a prompt with a different theme, but letter writers can say and share whatever they choose. In return, they get a letter back. This year's letters have just started to arrive. Several writers agreed to share theirs with us.
Hi, my name is Rich Lafrano, and I decided to write a Dear Stranger letter just because we're locked up in the house. We are bored, and I guess like maybe many other Americans right now is looking for some type of feeling of connection or a way to feel closer to people.
I decided to participate in the Dear Stranger letter because I am a firm believer in the power of communication.
It is late on a Thursday. I sit in the kitchen and write to you at the breakfast table, the night-filled windows reflecting my image in the glass.
Well, I'm writing to you on a Tuesday during the second week of the lockdown. I'm 49 with a wife and a daughter, and we're adjusting pretty well to the situation. The biggest change for us is having our daughter around all day. We've baked bread 3 times in the past 2 weeks to give us something to do.
Dear stranger, hi, my name is Ares. What is your name? Today we are making bread. We have made it before. It is so good. My mom likes it with honey. I like it with butter. I am 8. My favorite color is cobalt blue. By the way, Ares can be a girl name or a boy name. So just to be clear, I am a girl. By the way, the recipe for the bread is in the envelope.
Our children are watching us. They are watching very closely how we who are in charge of our families, our community, our country, care for one another, what our priorities really are.
Going into this year, I was feeling a lot of anxiety about the upcoming election and the impact that it would have on all of us. I was bracing for the animosity, the attacks, and the general discomfort from the impending elections, from the presidential all the way down to city councils. It is so disturbing to me how divided our country has become. I worry about the impact that this has had on young people in our country who are so impressionable.
Like everyone, we're worried about catching the virus and worried about how our country and the world will bounce back from all this. We live in Portland and we're Democrats. I don't like or respect our current president, but I see little point in blaming him for our nation's lack of preparedness. We need to just move on and be supportive of each other.
My understanding of the values in my community and country have changed somewhat. I see a community and country that is putting self first in many instances. I grew up with President Kennedy and his infamous words, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." We can all do better. Make a phone call. Smile as you maintain social distance in the stores that you have to go into. Let someone in the car lane. Tell those who are still working, pumping gas, running the checkout counter, delivering goods to your door, how much you appreciate their efforts.
It's only right now as I write to you that the question of how I can be more helpful, beyond being a laissez-faire parent and a decent family cook, that this question and this need for greater engagement and connectedness hits me in my chest. It would be wonderful to sit with you face to face and begin a true conversation right now, to hear your thoughts and reactions to all that is going on in our country and the world.
What else can I tell you? I love to read, so I feel like this is a good time to catch up on reading. I just finished reading Malcolm Gladwell's new book, Talking to Strangers, which is all about how people do a horrible job of reading other people. The topic seems pretty important right now in light of our current situation.
I hope that when my dear stranger receives my letter, it gives them some food for thought, whether we are on the same page or not, politically or philosophically. I hope that the message that this is a time when we need to come together as a country resonates with them.
Some days I wake up anywhere between 3 o'clock and 5:30 in the morning, unable to go back to sleep. And I make the mistake of getting online and reading what is going on all over the world and in our country. And I end up sobbing before I even get out of bed. I thought that other people might be feeling this same level of isolation and loneliness and anxiety. And I thought that reaching out to others and giving some kind of word of solidarity and comfort might be just what the doctor ordered.
Whoever receives this letter, I hope you and your family are safe and healthy, and I hope I haven't bored you to death.
I wish you and your family health and safety and the strong support of each other. I hope you feel alive and alert to this moment, as I am trying, sometimes struggling, to be.
Hold tight. Keep your heart soft and your resilience strong.
With love from the Oregon coast, Rebecca.
In solidarity, David.
Thanks for reading. Sincerely, The Stranger.
That was Rich Lefrano, his daughter Erez, David Wolf, Rebecca Goring, and Rebecca McCroskey sharing their Dear Stranger letter.